Joining me live over the phone this morning for the monthly report for the Wyoming Game and Fish, that's Director Angie Bruce this morning. Director Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully, Duke. Thanks for having me. I am actually over in the Snowies and the Sierra Madres over by Saratoga. Speaking to you from there this morning.
Excellent. That's another nice little corner of Wyoming. There's many of them, so excellent. Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish. Well, a lot to talk about that's going on across the state of Wyoming. First off, former director Brian Nesvik has officially been confirmed, as we know, to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the full Senate confirming him. You had a chance, of course, to work with Director Nesvik during his time in Wyoming, and I guess, what does it mean for the state of Wyoming to have someone like Brian Nesvik leading the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Well, Duke, this means that Wyoming is in a place, as well as other states, especially the western states, to do some really good work. Super thrilled. As you said, I had the opportunity to work as Brian's deputy director for 5 years. So I really saw his strengths in his leadership. And one thing I think about often is how he was able to bring key stakeholders around a table to work on really, really tough issues in the state. And so I have no doubt that he's going to be able to carry that tradition into his new role as director of Fish and Wildlife Service. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges the Fish and Wildlife Service has is working on the recovery of over 1,600 listed species, either as threatened or endangered. And I have no doubt with Brian in place that he will work really hard on that, especially with the states and using the state's expertise to get some of those species off of the list and get them into recovery, because we all know at the end of the day, that act was put into place in the 70s to do just that. It wasn't put into place just to list species. It was put into place to recover them. So I'm very excited to have him in his leadership role to help us do just that.
With something speaking right along those lines, something you and I have talked about before in the past, something I talked to Brian about in the past when he was with the Wyoming Game and Fish, and something the congressional delegation from Wyoming has begun working on, knowing that Brian was going to take this role, the grizzly bear. And that's something that, especially here on the western side of Wyoming, we're watching, and it feels like this kind of paves the way for the grizzly bear to be delisted from the endangered species list, or at least provides a path for that to happen.
Yes, it's definitely a priority for us in the department, for the state as a whole, and a priority for Director Nesvik. And, you know, they have been recovered for over 20 years. And so we're looking at all ways to work towards getting them off of the endangered species list, because it truly is a success story. And we should talk about that success story and rejoice in it. And so we're working with all folks. So the Congressional Act, you saw Hageman's bill went through committee and passed through. There is a clear understanding, even across the nation, that these bears are recovered in the greater Yellowstone area. And so we're working with our congressional folks and then also administratively with the Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, I do want to note, Duke, that, you know, Brian starts, I think it is on the 18th. On the 19th, they will not be delisted. I don't want to set that expectation to people. But there is a lot to do. And what I mean by that is really putting things in place. We know what happened in 2017 when they were delisted. And so we need to make sure everything's documented in the right space so that the science really paints the story that they are recovered and line everything up so we don't get ourselves in a similar situation that they're delisted and then the court overturns it. So definitely it's all hands on deck and in every way to work towards that.
Speaking of the recovery of the species, in previous summers, we've seen grizzly activity and even sometimes human encounters as far south as Kemmer-Diamondville area and even close into Uinta County of southwestern Wyoming. What does this summer look like as far as grizzly activity? It appears that at least as far as human encounters, it's been a little calmer this year.
Yeah, Duke, you're correct. It has been a little calmer, but I really hate to say that out loud. We still have some summer to go until they go back into hibernation. So I don't want to jinx it. But yes, so far to date, it has been calmer. But still don't want people to think that that cannot happen, because I think the scariest thing, like we've talked about before, is that these grizzly bears are expanding into areas that people are not used to seeing them. If I was a rancher and I spent my entire career never seeing a grizzly bear on my place, I would not be guarded in expecting that. And yet they are expanding, and we are seeing in places we haven't seen. So I want to just keep that in forefront of people's mind, because we're concerned about human safety and grizzly bears and want people to know to keep an eye out for them.
Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department on the weekday wake up this morning. Let's switch from grizzlies to maybe mountain goats. What another thing we see over here, we drive through the Snake River Canyon. Oftentimes in the winter, we'll see those Palisades mountain goat herds out on the licking the salt off the road through the Snake River Canyon. What's something being discussed there as far as management of that goat, of those goat herds in that area?
Oh, yes. They are popular there. They can be seen very easily along that path. I've seen them many times myself. And so tonight we are actually holding a virtual public meeting at 7 p.m. So we hope people get on, hear what we're up to, and give us feedback. So we're looking at setting a new objective for those specific mountain goats. So there's two hunt areas there, Hunt Area 2 and 4. Hunt Area 2 is where we maintain a sustainable population. So we want people to hunt them year to year. And the current objective is 120 goats, and we're looking at lowering that to 80. It's really reflective of what's going on in the area and more of a realistic goal. So a herd objective is just our goal. What do we want to manage that for, that area? And this is more realistic based on disease consideration and habitat capacity situations. So then we also in that area want to note Hunt Area 4, which is really what we work towards managing for no goats in that area because of the concern with the national park, Grand Teton National Park, and keeping them either at zero or very low levels to prevent disease transmission between goats and bighorn sheep in the area. So tonight's all about hearing from the public in that objective and really getting detailed information. So if you're a goat hunter or just love the species, I encourage folks to chime in tonight and hear more about it and discuss the issue with us.
Also, Director, some things of note right now. Sounds like antelope hunt event applications are open right now, and also preference points, something to be looking at right now.
Absolutely. So per state statute, we open this ability up to other groups. Everybody's familiar with the one-shot antelope hunt out of Lander that applies for those licenses every year, and the women's antelope hunt up in northeast Wyoming. But technically, per state statute, it is open to any sort of group like that to apply, so we're in that time period. And preference point application, you know, just when we get our draw, it doesn't even seem like a few weeks ago we got the results of our draw. We start again for next year. So thanks for plugging that. We want to always put that out in front of people. I don't know if people are like me, but I get busy and need those reminders. So definitely preference point purchasers should be looking at those dates and applying.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish Department, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, as always, thank you for your time and insight. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you today?
Oh, I just want for people to get out and enjoy the resource. Seems like the summer is slipping away, and so try to plan that last fishing trip or that last wildlife viewing trip, and then also be planning your hunts. September, October will be here before we know it. So if you haven't planned on exactly what property you're going to use your tag on, I encourage people the sooner the better to be planning those areas.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish Department. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.